This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Here are some of the latest developments in the COVID-19 vaccine. The European Union's drug regulator approves the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use on all adults as a dispute with the EU over supplies of the shot escalates. However, Germany's vaccine commission maintains its advice against using the vaccine on people older than 65, citing lack of data. French President Emmanuel Macron also said Friday AstraZeneca's vaccine appeared not to be effective for 65. The EU executive launches a plan to monitor and, in some cases, reject exports of vaccines produced in EU plants amid its dispute with AstraZeneca over delays in deliveries. The European Medicines Agency says it expects Johnson & Johnson to submit an application for its coronavirus vaccine shortly, after the firm says its single-shot vaccine has an overall efficacy rate of 66%. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis says it will help produce the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 as countries scramble to boost supplies. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna will deliver 20% fewer vaccine doses to Italy than promised in the week starting February 7th, Italy's special commissioner for COVID-19 said Friday, putting pressure on the country's vaccination campaign. People arriving in Canada will have to quarantine in hotels for at least 3 days under strict supervision and at their own expense, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced today. Germany's government bans from Saturday to Friday to February 17th most travelers from countries hit by new variants, Britain, Ireland, Portugal, Brazil, South Africa, as well as some other southern African